Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad here taking you through this beautiful Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm really excited to bring our next guest to the microphone, my good buddy Chris Johnston from Sportsnet on the line with us. Chris, what's going on, man?
Not too much. Just trying to stay healthy and hygienic up here in Toronto.
That's what we're all trying to do here, Chris. And obviously the coronavirus, we've talked a lot about it here on the show. It's making its way not only through the news worldwide, but here in sports as well. The NHL changing their media policy, not allowing reporters in the dressing room after games. What have you made of how the NHL has tried to respond to this? And I guess how concerned are you as we continue to go along here that maybe we get to the point where you're playing games without fans in the stands?
Yeah, I'm pretty concerned about that. And you know, I'm not an alarmist by nature, not someone who typically gets too wrapped up in these things, but just reading and understanding what's happened in Europe and in Asia prior to now and you know, the way that the number of cases are growing here in North America, you know, it feels a little bit unavoidable that we're going to see at least some games played without fans. I mean, hopefully it doesn't spread to the degree it has elsewhere, and maybe it can be a few isolated places like San Jose, where the local authorities have already mandated that the Sharks can't play games, you know, when they return from the road trip they're on right now at home. And you know, hopefully it's something that can be kept under control. But you know, as you alluded to there, this is much bigger than the NHL. It's not something that I think the league, you know, might end up having much say in, you know, depending what some of the governments decide in places where the games are held. And, you know, I guess basically day by day, we're just monitoring the situation and seeing seeing where this ends up.
Yeah, and of course, Chris, I mean, Governor of Ohio puts out a statement yesterday, basically like asking everyone to not have fans at their indoor events. And the Columbus Blue Jackets come right out and say, we're going to have fans at our, you know, at our games. But I do wonder if is it possible, and who we don't know. We'll see what happens. I think especially after this weekend with all these college basketball conference tournaments, but could it be like a time period of, you know, restricting access to fans, either limited, you know, attendance or no attendance, and then getting to the point where it gets stemmed enough that then maybe by the playoffs you could return to normalcy? I don't know if that's possible or not, but I'm assuming that's on the table here too, or discussed at least.
It is. You know, my sense is that everything is still kind of on the table. You know, I know of three contingencies that have been put in place already by the league. They contacted teams last week and got available building dates for later in April, just in case, you know, maybe they stay shut down the season for 2 or 3 weeks now and push the remaining regular season games back. I think that's on the table. They've looked into having neutral site options, you know, for say something like the Sharks situation where, you know, it doesn't appear that they're going to be able to play games later in March that they have scheduled in San Jose, at least not those games with fans. And so, you know, there's a possibility those are moved elsewhere. And then, you know, obviously options 3 and 4 are playing games with no fans in the building to just keep it to only essential people that have to be there. And that the worst case scenario would be canceling the season or canceling a period of games. I think everything is still possible. So much of it depends on how much this spreads and where it spreads. And, you know, I think we're hoping we don't get to options 3 and 4, but I don't think they can be ruled out entirely either. Just given, you know, how serious this has been in places like Italy and the like, and we've already seen 5 European leagues cancel their playoffs. I don't think that's imminent for the league. I'm certainly would assume they're going to do everything they can not to have that happen, but We're kind of at the mercy of something we can't control right now.
Chris Johnston from Sportsnet on the line with us. And, Chris, the wild card races in both conferences right now are just really fascinating to watch. The Predators here in the Western Conference right in the thick of things. Over in the East, you've got, you know, Carolina, Columbus, the Islanders, the Rangers have crept back into it. What do you make right now of the race in both conferences? It's certainly heating up as we come down the stretch here.
Well, it's probably as tight as I can remember it. You know, certainly in the years I've been covering the NHL, it feels as though, you know, every day it changes, you know, especially in the Western Conference and even in the Pacific Division, where there just isn't really much separation between the teams. You know, each night there's sort of hopscotching that happens in the standings. And you know, I think that's probably going to go right down to the final Saturday of the season before some of those things are ironed out, just because there isn't much gap. And, you know, my only observation is that I don't think there's a lot of gap between the teams. I mean, there really isn't a perfect team out there, I don't think. I think that we could, you know, go right through whatever we believe the list of the biggest Stanley Cup contenders are right now and poke a hole or two in either the way they're built or maybe with some injuries they're dealing with, you know, a reason why their season could end in round one but could also see them play all the way into June and win the Stanley Cup. And, you know, it's just been a leveling of the playing field, I think, in general in the NHL, and that's led to these playoff races. And you know, I'm glad I don't have to make any bets on them, because I really don't have a good feeling about which teams are going to end up getting in. And, you know, some of it could come down to luck, or, you know, getting a hot goaltender for a couple weeks, maybe to steal some games you don't deserve to win. I mean, the margins are so slim right now that, you know, it makes it exciting and makes it probably stressful for fans in a lot of those cities. And, certainly for management at this point, that basically just have to watch it play out and hope they get in.
Well, we've poked a few holes in the Predators this year, Chris, as the season has gone on. And, you know, I think there's still a reluctance to buy in, even though they're playing well lately, obviously. What do you think about this most recent surge? And you mentioned the hot goaltender. They do have one right now.
Well, and from afar, it seemed that that's probably been perhaps the biggest issue the Preds have dealt with this year, is that, you know, that I just don't think the goaltending has been there, certainly not at the level we've become accustomed to seeing for that team. And so, yeah, getting a bunch of shutouts is going to help. And, you know, I don't think that they're a bad team, but they're probably not a great team. You know, I do think that they're in a position where, no matter what happens between now and the end of their season, I do think a summer shakeup of some sort is probably going to arrive. You know, I think the Predators were pretty involved in trade discussions, you know, at the deadline about, you know, trying to make even some bigger moves than the ones we traditionally see at the deadline. I think those are much tougher to do in season than say around the draft period or free agency, when you tend to see some larger changes. But, you know, if we've come to learn anything of David Poile, he's not afraid to pull the trigger on a big move. And you know, I think that's probably still coming in the future. But in the much shorter term, you know, things stabilize when you get a few of those saves, and, you know, it's put them in a position where they can be a playoff team. You know, I was in Nashville just after the All-Star break when the Leafs visited there. And, you know, at that point in time, I remember looking at the standings and just kind of getting a feel, and I thought this was a team that probably was going to slide out of it. And to their credit, you know, here we are, what, a month later probably, and they're right in the thick of it. And you know, I think that they do probably have a good enough team to get in if that goaltending can hold up.
Chris, obviously the next opponent for the Predators is the Toronto Maple Leafs, a team you're very familiar with. They struggled on the West Coast, and we know fans in Toronto can be very rational about their team when things are going poorly. A big win last night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. What do you make of where the Leafs are right now, and what do you make of the matchup tomorrow against the Predators?
Well, I think the biggest frustration for fans here is that you really don't know what team you're going to get. And, you know, when they've been on, they look like one of the better teams in the league, but they haven't played nearly as consistently as you would expect to get that kind of label or to get that kind of reputation. I mean, there's just frankly games that they no-show or where they fall behind early and there's no pushback. And, you know, their own general manager, Kyle Dubas, when he spoke to reporters after the trade deadline, called them Jekyll and Hyde. So, you know, they've been pretty open about their struggles. You know, they had a tough trip through California. They scored 4 goals in the 3 games. They only earned one of a possible 6 points, and it seemed like the sky was falling. And then they had probably one of their stronger efforts, certainly the stretches of the game against the Lightning last night, where they were as good as they've been all year. So it's tough to know what to predict, or even if you're, you know, in John Hines' coach's office, you know, I don't think you know really what version of the Leafs you're going to get, because they've run so hot and cold this season. But, you know, it remains a big game for them, because they've got a 3-point cushion on Florida for their playoff spot, but they've played an extra game, you know, basically very little margin for error, you know, for the Leafs right now. And, you know, I would think that they're hoping to string together a run of better play after some ups and downs of late. And, you know, it's going to be a big game tomorrow night at Scotiabank Arena.
Chris Johnston from Sportsnet has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Chris, going to be really interesting to monitor how the NHL handles the coronavirus situation as we move forward here, my man. Thanks for coming on with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Always great talking hockey with you, and I hope I can get to Nashville at some point this spring. So go Preds.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to that as well. Chris Johnston, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best in the business. Really interesting he brings up there. I mean, the NHL, obviously, when you're talking about this situation going on with the coronavirus, I think everything pretty much is still on the table. He even said, you know, pushing the season back, maybe
that's
taking some weeks off.
That's an interesting nugget. Yeah, the idea of just, like, stopping and, I guess, basically pushing it to where your Stanley Cup playoffs would go into July.
Yeah, I mean, that would be something that we haven't really even thought about here, but the more this situation starts to kind of creep up, and the more that other professional sports organizations and leagues are reacting to it, I think the NHL, they don't know what they're going to do at this point, but everything, I think, still is on the table.
I mean, the case for that, obviously, is that, you know, if you can avoid the lost revenue of these, you know, these teams obviously get significant revenue from home games with their fans and concessions and all that. If you can avoid the lost revenue and just delay it, hey, I mean, July is a sports month like February that can use a little more inventory. So that's an interesting alternative.
Absolutely. No question about it. When we come back, the SEC tournament begins play today here in Nashville. We'll give our thoughts on how we think that's going to go. Who do we think's the favorite in the tournament? We'll talk about that next. You're listening to Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.